programs regularly scheduled will not be seen in order to bring you this NBC Sports Special.
Well, this isn't a sports show.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, where are we going with this?
Hell, I don't know.
But some curling news? What's going on?
I just played it because I liked the sound of it. This ain't a sports special. I couldn't find a normal NBC special thing. Anyway.
It's fitting. Maybe it's a battle of the celebrity circus here.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. This is not a sports special. It's just the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up, I forgot to put this on the sheet. Let me put it on there right now to help us out when you're typing up the descriptions of. I forgot about a little AVAV that I have.
Ooh.
I discovered because of the new child. There we go. Anyway, but first.
Oh.
But first, this is sweet. Tell the folks, Lex, about the reunion at the Billy Joel show.
Oh, this is so cute. You know, Billy Joel's on tour right now, and he just recently performed at Madison Square Garden. Now, There is a video shared on TikTok, but it's so visual. I'll tell you what happens. He's singing Uptown Girl, and they pan to the audience. And there in the audience with the spotlight on her is Christy Brinkley. His ex-wife, you know, model.
No.
She's 70. And it was not the spotlight, but, you know, they had the camera right on her. And she's just smiling and swaying and singing to the track with a huge grin on her face.
Oh, I love when divorced couples, you know what I mean?
Yes.
When they kind of reconcile and they... is there a video of this, Lex?
There is video of it. Yeah, here, I'll put a link so you can check it out.
See this.
It's just so visual that playing it wouldn't make any sense.
Oh, God, no.
But here, I'll put it in the grid here at the
top.
Thank
you, love.
And you can check it out. It's very cute. She's swaying and singing along. And, you know, she always has said she loves Uptown Girl. It's really fun. She calls it her theme song, which is so cute.
She says,
you know, when you go into tennis, they play it. She says, when you're on a talk show, they play it. And it's just fun. So I thought that's just so cute. Of course, they have a daughter together. Isn't that cute?
Oh.
I'll link this on our show page, too, at mytalk1071.com.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Very cool.
Well, and Christy, if I follow her on the gram, Lex, and Holly, maybe if you had this on the Dirt Alert, you can fill in the blanks in my mind. I think Christy just, is recovering. I think she had a bout of skin cancer, believe, like on her face. Mm. And she was really open about it on her gram, I believe. I'm not wrong about that.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know. But I remember looking at her Instagram thing, you know, she shared the whole journey, man. I mean, you know, the nitty gritty, the not pretty, the pain, the rehab and everything.
Looks like a month ago she did.
Yeah. And I was reading all of her posts and just really brave putting that all out there. And
she said
carcinoma.
Yeah.
Oh, it's skin cancer. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway. Oh, that's so sweet, though. I love that.
Yeah, it's just, what fun. And, you know, they have a daughter together, and he's married like two times since and divorced both of them. So, you know, at this point, it's just like, let's just sit back and enjoy the music.
Christy's still so beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
So beautiful. I mean, I remember her, again, I didn't play for that team, but even as a kid, just as a boy, I could register in my mind in National Lampoon's Vacation. Christy Brinkley was gorgeous. I mean, just stunningly beautiful in that red. Was it a Corvette or a Camaro? It doesn't matter, but pulling up to Chevy Chase. Oh, it's such a good moment. Such a good movie moment. Then swimming in the pool. Waking up everybody in the hotel. Oh, so good. So I got to rewatch that.
It was a Ferrari.
Yeah. Okay, I got them wrong. I didn't even get it right. That would be a good that would be a good old Urs movie review. The original
yes
vacation. That would be great. I'm sure it holds up. I'm kind of already answering the question for the segment, but Imogene Coca. Oh, God. Is Aunt Edna. Oh. when she storms out her introduction, the music they put with her and it comes out of the porch with the walker.
Oh, told
you wouldn't like him, Eddie. And then they tire to the roof of the car after she dies.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh God, that movie. Sorry, folks, park's closed. John Candy, Eugene Levy is in that as the car salesman. Gosh.
Yeah.
Family truckster. Yeah.
We should watch that.
We should. That would
get
be a good
get back into assigning old-ass movies again.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, yeah.
Watching old-ass movies. Watch Death Becomes Her on Friday night.
Did you?
Yes.
I love that movie.
I'm going to shock you. I've never seen that.
What?
I know.
Okay, it's time to watch that for okay, sure, I'll watch Jason.
That's a good assignment. I'll watch that.
And I believe it's on Tubi.
So Tubi?
You can find it for free.
Oh,
you are going to love that movie.
You've seen it? Yeah, you've seen it, Lex?
Multiple times, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fascinated to get your review, Jason. All right, put that on the old-ass movie review docket, too. And it's only an hour and a half long. It does not take up much of your time.
Okay, and I love the Tubi. Shameless plug. I'm just really proud of it. The Jason Show is now on Tubi, so you can watch episodes of the Jason Show on there.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, because the FOX owns the Tubi. So, yeah, there we go. We're going to take a break. I'll briefly mention that lab fab that I mentioned, and then a shock return for daytime audiences. This was just a good behind-the-scenes story, too, for The Bold and the Beautiful.
JTRRoofingInc.com. I'm there right now checking out all the different services that they offer. Oh my goodness, some beautiful after pictures. Now before, not so much. But yeah, you got to look at your roof and make sure that it is up to par. Of course, they can help with any roof installation, any type of material, asphalt shingles, cider shakes, metal, slate, and more. They can also install new siding, vinyl, wood, metal siding, home or business. Any storm damage that you have, of course, they can come in and take care of business. They also have a lot of experience working with insurance. They've been in our market since 1992 and serving the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. Gutter service, soffit and fascia, window installation, decking. Let them help you with your exterior projects. Have them out for an estimate. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,000 off your roofing, siding, or gutters. JTR Roofing Inc. .com or 651-777-7394.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
You love young Sheldon. Alexis has a little tease for you. We're going to talk TV in just a second. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. But first, I have a little ab fab. This is, I'm going to divide this into two parts, only because the conclusion of it will happen actually today, but it just popped in my mind. So here we go.
Absolutely fabulous.
So this is similar to when Alexis discovered Uber a couple months ago. And, or it was, what, Lex, 9 months ago? Uber, you discovered Uber? Yeah. We give Lex crap because Uber had been around. And anyway, so, but
it's been a few years now, okay, Jason?
That's right. It's been a few years now. But I'm with Alexis here because, and it may, a lot of you pet owners will already know this, but I did not because there really wasn't a need for me. But my ab fab is this app called Rover. And it was actually introduced to me because one of the benefits in my benefits package at my company at the FOX is they give us a basket of days at Rover. If we don't have a kid, we can transfer daycare benefits to Rover, which I thought was really great. I had somebody in our sales department tell me about that. So Rover, and my friend Haley uses it in LA. Rover is an app. They screen people. You can connect with dog walkers, people that do drop-ins, people that want to board your dog at their home or your house. It is basically like a connection. It's like a dating app, but for pet caregivers, dogs and cats. And you put in your address, it'll find people near you. They screen these people. You have to go through a screening process. And I know it kind of seems like, duh, it's been around for a while. But again, I did not have a need for this. Right. So, you know, Dexter and Mr. Big are pretty self-sufficient. Mr. Big is just, you know, a sausage, just kind of lays there. Yeah. But now with Milo, the puppy energy, and to try to be a good neighbor, because I'm sure right now, for instance, Colin's getting ready to leave for work. Milo will sing to our neighbors for a good half hour. Sorry, neighbors. I wanted somebody to kind of drop in until I can get home in the afternoon. So I found this app and I hooked up with a young lady named Sophie. And today Sophie's coming over for the first time. And I'm really excited. It was an easy process. We connected. She came over yesterday to meet the boys, and bada boom, bada bing, she's coming over today and doing a drop-in and taking care of the boys for like a half hour. Well, and I just thought awesome. It was great. I'm like, I love the modern world sometimes. But anyway.
Cool.
Again, no big whoop if you don't own a pet or you've known about this for years. But for me, it was revelatory. I was like, oh, this is exactly the service I need. I don't need someone to watch them for hours. I literally just need someone for like a half hour.
Just drop in quick.
To drop in and release that puppy energy before I can get home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what a great reminder or bringing awareness to the fact that, Jason, that, you know, this is a part of your benefit package. And maybe there are other folks who work at other companies, and that's the same thing. It's definitely a worthy thing to ask.
Thank you. Yeah. We talked about this several times over the weekend. This was one of those things where it's like we're credit card companies. You know, credit card companies rely on you to not go through the rigmarole of taking advantage of all of their benefits. Truly, it's in their business plan. They depend on all of us to not use all the discounts. They depend on it because it's just too much hassle. The same thing, not the same thing with benefits, but I didn't know about this. I didn't dig into my benefit portfolio that much. But deep down in the portfolio, there's this benefit that if you are childless, you can transfer the child care credits to pet ownership. And I'm like, son of a biscuit.
Wow.
Yeah, I get like 40 days through my benefits. I get 40 boarding visits or 40 whatever credits.
Wow.
Again, every company's different, but Holly, I'm so glad you said that. Y'all, if you work for a big company or even a look in your benefits package. If you do not have a child, even if you have a child and you have a pet, look deep, look inside yours. Look, Mufasa, look your benefits your package.
Yes.
Open your pamphlet.
Yeah. You open your nationwide packet and see. I didn't even know how good our pet insurance was through my company. I never did it with Dexter and Mr. Big. I have a good pet insurance opportunity.
Yeah,
I'm just like, wow. Admittedly, it is Holly. I'm just so glad. I maybe you're like me. I'm so bad with stuff like that. That's where Colin compliments me. I'm not organized in that way.
I just want to get ADHD. It over with. You sign Thank up you, and Lex. Be done. And like, if I need to go to the doctor, great.
Yeah.
But other than that, no check idea that what box, the rest
check
of stuff
that,
is.
No, Lex, check that box. Oh, look. Okay. Yeah. Sign me up for, I'll take the Silver C program. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Leave me alone, HR.
Yeah.
But truly, if you are a new pet owner, if you look inside your package, that sounded disgusting, but look inside your benefits package and see what kind of benefits you have. I was very grateful. 40 visits.
So that will pay for Sophie to come.
Yes.
And you can also do boarding when you travel.
Yeah.
Wow.
40. I get 40 a year because I don't have a child.
Uh-huh.
I picked kid or pet.
They're your children. Yes.
I went, okay, transfer all the kid benefits to pet ownership, which I just thought, how great is that? That's really nice that companies do that.
Yeah,
all of us,
I'm looking into that.
No, seriously, Lex, I think Hubbard, I do think our package has something similar.
Okay. I've got my insurance through my husband, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just good to ask.
Look at it.
And look at it.
But
he's
anyway,
more on top of it. He's like Colin in that way.
Right, seriously.
Thank goodness.
I have no idea.
Can I borrow your spouse's, please?
Yeah,
sure,
right.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one who has to be responsible for all of that,
Holly,
in our relationship.
Really, Holly?
Just, I'd like to Rover.
Colin?
Do they have, and Colin or Angel?
Yeah.
Can I get a 2 Rover credits for like...
One session with Angel and one with Colin.
Please, to fill out, forms and whatnots and have yous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Colin is $17 a visit. I do know his day rate for Colin Rover.
That's very reasonable. And Angel?
Yeah. He's the same, isn't he?
He's $16.50. He's a little discounted.
Price is Right rules.
The price is right. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I also think that it's because it's through his work. He goes in and talks to the people and they'll say, hey, go do this.
Yeah.
You're going to lose this if you don't go do this. So, but yes, it's good to. Yeah. Ooh.
So easy. Again, it's called Rover.
Sounds like it. Wow.
Rover, everybody. That's the one. There's a couple of them. There's Rover and there's one more. Give me 2 seconds. Where's my email from my sweet friend here at work? Right here. Rover and the other one people use is Wag.
Mm, okay.
Those are the two that for my company, those are the two where I get credits from. Rover or Wag. Those are the two apps. Like I said, today with Miss Sophie, I'm using Rover. And she's going to be visiting very soon. So I'm excited. Rover is AbFab.
Absolutely fabulous.
I will push the game back just a little bit. When we come back, we'll do that TV talk. When we come back, a shock for daytime audiences and a tease for young Sheldon fans. You're used to me saying run to red in the cities. You know, before the Lion King or before a Timberwolves game, run to Red Cow or Red Rabbit North Loop, or before you go to the X, run to Red Cow or Red Rabbit in St. Paul. But did you know there's a Red Cow in the burbs? YZetta opened within the last year, and it is a hit. I'm there. I drop by YZetta quite often, and I love it. It has such a great vibe, and especially now with the summer, and the lake is going to be hopping and popping. It just has a great vibe. So stop into Red Cow YZetta, and this is what I love, too. They have a later night happy hour, which I believe it starts at 8 o'clock. Great special. So get in there after all the families have gone home and taken care of their kids. Stop by Red Cow YZetta after 8 and get some great deals. I love it. Great atmosphere. Great staff. Run to Red Cow YZetta.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, having fun today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for making us a part of your day. We never take it for granted. Well, maybe there's a random Wednesday we do, but not today.
Keeping it real.
I mean, some days, yeah.
We love you.
We love you, but we're barely dressed.
You help us get through our day, so thank you.
Oh, my God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've done therapy, I joke that I don't need therapy. That's what this show's for.
Oh, no.
No, that's a compliment.
Oh, it's a good thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Ooh, I don't feel qualified.
No, it's just, are you kidding me?
It's a good respite for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we go through death and triumph and everything. My God. Anyway.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, everybody. Okay, let's start with the good. What's this young Sheldon tease that we were getting?
You know what? Whoever's doing the socials, the marketing for this final season of Young Sheldon deserves an award.
Oh!
Because they posted a video on their TikTok of the young man who plays young Sheldon.
Yeah.
And he says, and it's very visual, but I'll just, he says, so apparently there's a new filter that shows you what it looks like when you grow up. I don't know how accurate it's going to be, but let me give it a try. And then he swipes up. And then there's Jim Parsons. He says, I'm not sure about this. Oh, it changes your voice, too. I don't like it.
That is brilliant.
So they're teasing. Yeah, he'll make some type of appearance. And that's just brilliant.
You're right. The social media director, whoever she or he is.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
So fun. And if you haven't watched for a while, or maybe you just want to tune in now for the finale, it is set to air on CBS May 16th.
Yeah.
So, and then Maya Bialik will also appear as well. So, pretty cool.
Well, and Holly told us, I think it was in a Dirt Alert, Holly, or somewhere, that the cast, the show didn't end because the cast or the producers wanted to. CBS wanted it to end.
That's right. Annie Potts, one of That's the co-stars right. of Young Sheldon, was baffled by the show's cancellation. It's ending with season 7. And Annie Potts is like, this is one of your highest rated shows, not only on CBS, but wherever you syndicate it and licensing it out to places like Netflix. And whatever CBS math was happening, she was very disappointed by it. It wasn't because people don't like the show. It was because of Hollywood accounting
yeah.
that the show has ended.
Yeah.
So weird.
I wonder if it will show up somewhere else. I mean, or if they're... Even if that's even allowed at that point, because I'm not sure.
Well,
how does that work?
We're getting a Young Sheldon spinoff.
Right. Okay, we've got the spinoff coming, so mm-hmm. maybe that's will satiate the yeah. fans.
The spinoff of the spinoff.
Yeah. Wow.
This will follow George and Mandy raising their family in Texas.
That's right.
Our Minnesota zone, our friend Missy Peterman, a regular on Young Sheldon. So.
Oh, love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked her about Annie Potts. She was...
Oh, what'd she say?
Oh, and I go, Missy, please tell me. It's the lame typical question you ask people that know famous people. But I go, Missy, please tell me that Annie Potts is who we want Annie Potts to be. And Melissa said, oh, Jason, she's better. Like what you think Annie Potts is, Melissa Peterman said that's exactly who she is, plus four. Like she's just fantastic. And I was so happy to hear that. Yeah, Melissa said she just is a doll, just like an angel on earth. She's just delightful.
Oh, that's good to hear, because that's what we all think of
yep.
her.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Cool.
Show of hands, anybody, more boob tube talk here. Anybody out there listening, are you a Bold and the Beautiful fan? If you are, I do not. I have never... Admittedly, I've never watched a single episode of the show. Have either of you?
No, yeah, but I saw the headlines for this, and I know fans are going crazy for this.
I love a good story like this. That's why I wanted to do it, because it's just this stuff is fun to me. This is fun TV. Like this is why TV is fun sometimes. So here's the.
You think someone's killed off? Uh-uh.
Yeah. Here's a headline from Deadline: The Bold and the Beautiful brings back popular actor in shocking reversal. Quote, I didn't see this coming, quite honestly. So here's the deal. Yesterday, I guess, it was in yesterday's episode of B&B, fans learned that Sheila Carter. Now, Sheila is the villain. If you don't watch the show like we don't, she's the JR. She's the Abby. She's the Alexis. Carrington, Colby, Dexter. She was supposedly killed off 2 months ago on the show. So much so that the actress who plays her went around. Like, it wasn't the actress who plays her was like, no, This wasn't a joke. I wasn't betraying fans. She did a goodbye tour.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberlyn Brown, I think is her name. She's a daytime legend. Yeah, Kimberlyn Brown. She went around and did a goodbye press tour, like, bye.
Yeah, well, I wasn't anticipating this, and it's hard for me to swallow, but yeah. I guess I'm gone.
Well, I guess the dude that runs it called Kimberlyn and said, hey, girl.
Psych.
we're going to bring you back. And this is what I love about daytime TV. Let me just read this right off Deadline here, because this is why it just tickles me pink. Because this is such a daytime thing. Quote, in an effort to bring back the popular Kimberlyn Brown, head writer Brad Bell crafted a surprise comeback that involves a character named Sugar. Now, come on! I mean, right there! I was like, this is fantastic. A character named Sugar, who first emerged on The Bold and the Beautiful's sister soap, The Young and the Restless. Now, by the way, to make it even more confusing, Kimberlyn originated her role of Sheila on The Young and the Restless in 1990. So anyway, Sheila has a lookalike named Sugar, also played by Kimberlyn Brown. I mean, don't we all?
Of course, right?
So everybody, the person that was killed 2 months ago was Sugar, not Sheila.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So Sugar was killed off, not Sheila Carter. You got that, everybody?
Oh,
so Sugar's dead, Sheila's alive. Sugar's dead, Sheila's alive. Oprah Uma. That's how it's happening. I couldn't love this more. Yeah. I love
it's the way to do it.
I love daytime TV. I wonder, how did Sugar die? Let me look here. Was she shot?
I think she died on concrete floors. Because she says
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What?
That's where she landed, at least, because the actor said that she had to lay on concrete for hours, and it really hurts.
What the hell was she doing on concrete? Did she fall to her death?
Did the concrete come alive and...
Yeah, I don't know.
Hit her over the head?
Did she get shot and then fell down? It doesn't reveal in here.
Oh, yeah, somebody help. How did Sugar die? Was she shot? Did she fall? Was she trampled by a group of orangutans? I mean, what happened?
Yeah.
Was she picked up by a giant hawk? Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And then like dropped on the pavement?
Oh, yeah. That's how it happened?
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
The cement, yeah. Ooh.
She's walking outside because I'm just going to imagine Kimberlyn's of smaller stature.
Yep.
So a hawk could grasp her.
Uh-huh.
So a hawk picked her up and dropped her on concrete. That's what happened to Sugar. Because again, Sheila's alive. This is not Sheila's alive. Sugar is dead.
Sugar is dead.
Yeah. There's the eagle right there. What? How did she die?
Okay, so Steffi Forrester killed Sugar, and then she hit the pavement.
That beach.
Wow.
Steffi, wow. How dare you kill Sugar?
Steffi. Killed back in February.
How dare you, Steffi, kill Sugar that you thought was Sheila. But now Sheila's alive.
Sheila's back, boy.
Sheila's back. Boy,
it turns out
they're going crazy.
That's Sheila has come back and she's married to Flavor Flav.
That's right, or Lil Jon. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
let's get this mother crawl.
That's right, Sheila. There we go. Okay, watch today The Bold and the Beautiful over there on the CBS. That was great. When we come back, the great movie trailer game starring the great Holly Rock.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Again, RIP, Sugar. We hardly knew you, Sugar. Just love that her name was Sugar.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Welcome,
you can't, you don't really actually die. I guess that, you know, they can take some solace in that, the actors who, I mean, can you imagine having to learn all those lines?
No.
And then, yeah. Oof.
That's why people should never make fun of daytime actors.
Oof.
They're some of the hardest working actors.
That's
and I have the most respect for them. Mm. Yeah, that is a meat grinder. So maybe Sugar needed a... Sugar needed a rest anyway.
Right. Just yeah. A nap.
She just needs a nap. Sugar needs a nap.
A month nap.
That's right. Welcome back. It is time to play a game, right, Holly?
That's right. And our game this morning is the Great Movie Trailer Game. This is where Jason and Alexis will have to name the movie trailer by listening to it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be terrible. This is great.
No, you're going to be great, Lex. You're going to be great, Lex.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a hint.
Know thyself. But I can't wait to play it. This is going to be fun.
These are classic trailers, and they all come from one single year. Now, I was looking up. I'm like, now, what is considered the greatest year of movies in the history of motion pictures? Now, most people say 1939. I didn't want to throw it back that much.
Yeah. Mm.
But on this list of the greatest years of movies of all time, the second best year in movies, according to some random list on the internet, was the year 1999.
Okay.
You were alive then, Lex. There was. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I was alive.
Yes.
You were alive, Lex. You were alive. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You went to the movies then.
Sure.
Yeah. So yes, I've got five movie trailers from the year 1999, and Jason and Alexis, you are going to listen to these, and then we're going to buzz in, and you're just going to tell me the name of the movie, so whoever yells their name first will be able to guess. Now, remember, all of these are great movies from the great year 1999. Jason and Alexis, I present you with your first 1999 movie trailer. Tell me the name of the film.
Dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real.
Oh, Alexis!
Alexis!
Is that the Matrix?
What if you were unable to wake from
that? Yes!
Alexis!
Neo!
And the real world.
See?
What is happening to me?
The answer is out there, Neo.
Oh, the Matrix.
When that movie came out.
Matrix.
Oh.
Oh, see?
Oh.
A lead blower! And Alexis gets the point. For the year 1999. Now, Jason and Alexis, I'm going to give you your next movie trailer. This movie came out in 1999, was a big old hit. Please tell me the name of this major motion picture.
Mm. It's too fast. How could you even tell what's on?
Too late, I'm in the 40s. Gotta go around the horn. It's faster.
Jason!
Jason!
Toy Story 2.
Jason is correct. Congratulations.
Nice, Jace.
Yes. Where is a ding for you? Here, take that. Nope, don't
Where's
take that.
Where's my ding here?
There we go.
There's a ding. Yeah. Woo.
There used to be a bell in here.
There used to be a bell.
I have a bell in here. Looks like a nipple.
Oh, yeah, Julia. There's the bell.
Julia had the bell in there to have Donnie bring her coffee.
Oh, my God. Yeah, please bring me my Tang, good sir. Yeah. All right, Toy Story 2. Yeah.
Nice.
And the fun fact about Toy Story 2 is that it was supposed to be straight to video.
Yep, sure was.
That movie was so good and people believed in it so much that it got a theatrical release. And here we go.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Jason and Alexis tied 1-1 in our great movie trailer game. Trailers from films released in 1999. Please listen to this and tell me the name of the movie.
Haunted by that old woman.
I don't know why you have to have every conversation on video.
Because we're making a documentary.
Not about
Jason.
Us getting lost.
Jason!
Oh, gosh.
Blair Witch Project.
Yes. Shoot.
Yes.
It's all tied together and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Can we hear a little bit more of that one?
Sure.
Especially since it's coming back.
Yeah.
All over the place.
But how do we know it was people?
Well, even if it wasn't, I'm not going to play with that either.
And it's all because of me that we're here now. Hungry. And cold. And hunted. I just want to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom and my mom.
Tell me where you are, Josh!
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That was terrifying.
Oh, do you think kids today would think that's scary?
Yeah, if it was new. It was a new concept, yeah.
Yeah.
And if they could pull it off, they're not going to be able to pull off the raw footage scenario anymore. No. Because that was why the Blair Witch Project was so terrifying, is that lots of folks went into the theater thinking that it was an actual documentary.
Sure did.
And you feel like, yeah, you're right there. And, oh, just the camera angle. Did you get car sick?
A little
motion
bit.
Sick? Mm-hmm. Remember that, too? That was the other thing.
I saw it at the Uptown Theater. I was like, oh, okay, woozy, getting woozy.
Oof, well, Jason had 2 points. Alexis, 1 point. Nice. Movie trailers from 1999. We've got two more. Here's your fourth. Tell me the name of this movie.
You know the accident up there?
Yeah.
Someone got hurt.
They did?
Alexis!
Yeah. Alexis!
The Sixth Sense!
She broke her neck.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Look at that, Alexis!
Oh, my gosh! Where is she?
Standing next to my window.
Cute little voice.
Even though you know the plot,
yes,
I wonder if this would hold up.
This would be another great movie to add.
Yeah, I have not watched The Sixth Sense in years.
I don't think I've watched it since it came out 25 years ago.
Me too.
Ooh, it's time. Let's watch that one again, too, guys.
We should watch it, too,
yeah.
Is anyone writing this list down?
No, we're not. Of course we're not.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
well, Jason has Death Becomes Her.
I have Death Becomes Her. I do know that.
And there's another Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Another one, yeah.
Dang, all right. A Bruce Willis Love double him. Feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, one more movie trailer. It's tied 2-2.
Ooh.
Jason and Alexis guessing the name of movies by listening to their trailers. They all came out in 1999. Here's your last one. Tell me the name of this film.
Zach Seiler had it all.
How's it going, man?
President of his class, captain of the team, and dating the most popular girl in school until she went on spring break.
So I've been dancing for maybe 5 minutes, right? And that's when it happened.
I'm Brock Hudson!
Brock is from the real world, like the TV show, okay?
But they kicked him out of the house.
My condolences go out to Zach, who got dissed and dismissed by his magically delicious girlfriend.
In order to save his reputation, he's taken on an impossible bet.
I'll pick the girl, and you got 6 weeks to turn her into the prom queen.
What? Oh, God, it's a girl with three names in it.
You call off the bet, you lose.
What is that movie?
She's All That?
I was wondering if maybe you
Jason!
Is that it?
Yes!
That's it!
She's
All That!
Starring Minnesota's own Rachel Lee Cook.
Three names!
Three names!
God. And it took us three days to get that.
Yeah. I know! I was like, I know this! Wow, good job, Jason.
Yeah, good job. Congratulations.
Oh, that is so fun. Let's play that again.
I love that.
Great movie trailer game.
You did very well, Lex. You were not confident.
No. Oh, no. With movies against you especially? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, but, that was hard. She's All That. That sounds like every teen movie trailer ever made by the hand of man or woman. Seriously.
It does.
Every trailer sounded like that in 1999. The same announcer, everything.
What fun.
Hey, coming up next, whether you want it or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Find and
Second
love,
chance,
everybody.
Yeah, we've been having so much fun the last 2 hours. That's all over now. it was a good run because Second Chance Romance is next. Plus, the Dirt Alert. And I took one for the team and watched MILF Manor 2.
They made another one of those?
They sure did with a shocking twist.
Oh, no.
A shocking twist. We'll be right back.